USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If a person is paid on a salary, they have just lost an entire month of work for free because of the Biden administration.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, this is Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is now trying to say that two negative quarters of economic growth is not a technical definition of a recession. New economic numbers are set to be released Thursday. President Biden is pushing the Senate and House to pass a bill aimed at boosting computer chip production in the United States. The president meeting with CEOs and labor union leaders remotely at the White House, Biden adding that a Made in America stamp should be on semiconductors. The bill is currently before the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Food banks are increasing their food distributions amid a roughly 12% increase in grocery prices over the last year. A food bank in Phoenix, Arizona says 1 week in June saw a 78% increase in food distribution compared to last year. Food banks are not only distributing more, the hunger relief organization Feeding America says inflation means food banks are paying more for groceries than they used to. Eric Cooper is with a food bank in San Antonio, Texas. He tells CNN the people coming to his food bank are people that are working full-time jobs and just cannot make enough money to make ends meet.
These are families that are working, but they're just not making enough to put food on the table at the end of the day.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin and Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski are isolating after testing positive for COVID. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The Securities and Exchange Commission filed charges in four separate insider trading schemes Monday. Gruber Graywall, director of the Division of Enforcement for the SEC, explains the nature of these charges.
The defendants include a former prosecutor and congressman, technology and finance executives, and a former federal contractor who was training to be an FBI agent. Four different schemes involving 10 defendants with one common denominator, cheating.
Todd Graves, the founder of Raising Cane's, is buying 50,000 Mega Million tickets for the company's employees. Graves saying if any of the tickets wins the $800 million plus grand prize, every worker will be awarded thousands. The next Mega Millions drawing is set for Tuesday night. A player banned from the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame is welcomed back by one of his former teams.
Baseball's banned player Pete Rose has been welcomed back by the Philadelphia Phillies. The ball club will welcome Pete Rose back to Citizens Bank Park for the first time since he received a lifetime ban in 1989. Rose is scheduled to attend a celebration of the 1980 World Series champions. That will be held on August 7th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.